Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. World War II aircraft located in Papua New Guinea. After 82 years, the wreckage of a Royal Australian Air Force Beaufort aircraft lost during the World War II mission has been located in the rugged Banning Mountains of East New Britain province, Papua New Guinea. And this discovery ends more than eight decades of uncertainty for families of Australian crew who disappeared with the aircraft. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Group Captain Grant Kelly, Director of Historical Unrecovered War Casualties Air Force. And we do have Captain Grant online. Captain Grant, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Very, very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, this is great news in regarding finding, one of our aircrafts, 82 years, so closure is at our front doorstep. Can you tell us the process, how this come about? Does the Australian Defence Force still out there seeking for aircrafts as such, or do we get notified? Like in this case, Papua New Guinea locals came to the table. Paint the picture how it all came about, please, Captain.
Yeah, the Air Force did a lot of searching straight after World War II and chased down all of the reports and crash sites that they could. Mm. We no longer search, but we do get reports infrequently, and that's what happened in this case. A local, Willie Frin, visited the crash site in the Banning Mountain, and him and his father provided pictures of the site, and that's where we start our research and investigation.
Okay, so when you're informed by locals in this state, in this situation, in Papua New Guinea, you first have to confirm that it's an Australian aircraft. You would have to do that first, would you not?
That's very correct. Obviously, there's a lot of nations fighting in World War II, the Japanese, the Americans, New Zealanders. So you have to try and ascertain the type, number one, of aircraft. And then you work towards confirming that it is Australian.
And how do you know it was an Australian aircraft as such?
There were some artefacts that we got. There was a control yoke from that the pilot used. Mm-hmm. That's very unique, and it comes from a Beaufort aircraft. And Australia is the only people that flew the Beaufort in World War II.
Oh, okay. So the make, the model of the aircraft, which is a Beaufort, and as you just stated, Australians were the only country that flew the Beaufort.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Further research showed that there were three missing Beauforts that could be at the crash site, and so that's where our investigation wanted to go to.
All right, so thank you. So, and we would have on our records that a Beaufort is one of the aircrafts that did go missing. So this particular aircraft, do we know the flight number? Do we know the crew and how many are on board?
We knew the crew. We knew where they took off from, and we knew their target. But in this particular case, there were three missing aircraft over a period of time that attacked Rabaul that didn't return. And we just had to try and figure out which one of the three it was.
Okay. So with this finding, how long ago was the aircraft found?
So the first reports we got were in 2022.
Okay.
We tried to get there a couple of times, but were foiled, and we got to the site in October this year.
October this year, okay. And so with that, we're talking about closure here, possibly bring the remains back for closure, burial and what have you?
We haven't confirmed there's any remains.
Okay.
The circumstances of air crashes are not kind, and we've had 80 years of damage, disturbance, deterioration in a jungle environment.
Okay.
So we don't always We're not always able to find the remains of the crew in these circumstances.
And following the history of the families, have they been notified, or was there families? Yes?
Four families. We found the next of kin of those families, and we rang them and informed them of the find, and provided the story so far.
All right, fantastic. So we are not out there looking for aircrafts, are we? So, I mean, that would be an astronomical cost. So we just go about due diligence, but your department is there ready to tackle if something comes up and regarding somebody finds something out there, then they notify your department. Is that how it works, Captain Grant?
It does. We have 3,123 missing aviators.
Yes.
And that represents over 1,000 missing aircraft.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they're missing. So until somebody finds a crash site, that's when we start an investigation.
And how long have you been in this area, this department, Captain Grant?
Just over 7 years.
Okay.
So,
Would you know on top of your head how many aircraft you come about in 7 years you've been in this area?
We found six, or been involved with the identification of six aircraft.
Good.
And we've been able to tell 33 families
that
we've found the final resting place of their relative.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, it's a very great story. Congratulations, and thank you for the yarn. It just paints the picture regarding our history, the Big Island, and how we operated back in the day, World War II, and Korean War, and all the wars that we've been in, and it's just great to have the closure of finding and bringing our Australian and soldiers home, you could say, and finding the answers to the questions. But thank you very much, Captain Grant. All the best to you, and a Merry Christmas, my friend.
Thank you very much, Trevor. It's a privilege to be able to complete some stories of these missing aircraft, and I wish you and all your listeners a Merry Christmas as well.
You take care, Captain Grant. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
A beautiful yarn there. That's Captain Grant Kelly, Director of Historical Unrecovered War Casualties Air Force. And just to paint that picture again, and look, I do have the list here of the soldiers. This discovery ends more than eight decades of uncertainty for families of the Australian crew who disappeared with the aircraft and crew of the Beaufort A9-211. And the soldiers were pilot Flight Sergeant FSGT John Edely Kenny, Navigator FSGT Arthur John Davies, Wireless Operator Air Gunner FSGT Thomas Burrows, Wireless Operator Air Gunner FSGT Murray Fairburn. And thoughts and prayers going out to the family members, and bring your loved ones home is what we're talking about here. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here. This is National Talk Black, one-hour program, live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to the NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, and a big shout-out to you all. A Merry Christmas, Koori New Year. Travel safe and enjoy the festivities. Let's look after each other and let's enjoy the journey. Merry Christmas for the big fella in the red-white outfit. Too deadly. Merry Christmas, Queen Year, here on National Talk Black.
Yo, keep your head up high. It's all in the heart. One blood, one fire.
We're raised in the valley. We're a heart from soul.
that is split by string, cause this is where my heart will always be. Streets and beats and families will always bring back happiness and memories. We'll always have our ups and downs, but for now it ain't really nothing to worry about.
So just chill with me and just bounce to the sound. You gotta make it count, cause this is how the Valley Gang break it down.
Now it's time for our people to stand as one. Nyungle and Yalindi and many more to come. I wanna dedicate this to our community. Wiggle, wiggle, where the rainforest meets the sea.
We're raised in a valley where our hearts run so free. Cause the land will always be here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride. So no matter what others say, so keep your head up high. Cause there will always be another day.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Bye. During the wet season, conditions can change quickly. Make a plan now to stay safe on country. If you can, stock up on essentials so you can stay home in bad weather. If you need to be on the road, take food, water and medicine and let someone know where you're going. Listen out for warnings and be prepared to wait it out in a safe place. Remember, if it's flooded, forget it. Search flooded, forget it for more information. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey, which way you mob? We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. Yendaba napi bamada. Yendaba kat yendaba bamada. Yendaba gadan. Yendaba listen.
Long one name, name.
you is always true. Now that day goodbye, that I don't see you in my eye. But I try to carry on, my God, so lonely I can die. And my heart feeling the sparks that you've been giving me. While we're in two different places, girl, you know the sanity. The man in me is what I gotta find to carry on. This song is what I'm sending to you, girl, it's been too long. I've got the battle. Bring me your cup, pop that cork and try some. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. We'll drink it down till the sun comes up. I've got the bottle. Bring me your cup, pop the cork and try some. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. We'll drink it down till the sun comes up.
To Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. And we are here for the next segment, which is Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Perry's IGA. And give us a box of fruit here at Bummer Bit Media once a week. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. And chew on a banana rather than a Mars bar, but yarn up strong. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenda Lye. He brought two bodyguards with him, first year constable. We have Riley, and also got Matty here as well. And a very good morning to you all. How are you all?
Good morning.
Good morning. Ladies first, Riley, welcome to the show. First year constable and based at Edmonton. Where do you stem from?
Gold Coast.
All right, fantastic. Enjoying the job?
Yes, very much.
So how long have you been a constable?
About 5 weeks.
5 weeks. Yeah. There you go. So get your training wheels on.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, we're all students for life, so enjoy the journey. Maddie, been here a while now. So, what's your position?
I also work in general duties as well with Riley. I'm out at Edmonton Station, and I'm 5 years into the job now.
5 years
into
the job.
Loving every moment, and yeah, love all the opportunities.
Beautiful. And you got with you there to your left-hand side there, Riley, your Senior Sergeant Linda Lye. How are you, Sergeant?
Very well, mate.
Yeah, great to see you. And I was saying, bringing fine-looking ladies here. You always bring that that ugly-looking brother. And a big shout-out to Stevie. How's Stevie Grant? How's he going? Where is he?
He's leg up at the minute. He's got man flu. And he's struggling at the moment.
So, big shout-out, my brother. Hope you're well.
Yep. So we've got to lean on the girls to fill his big shoes.
And is it left foot or right foot or left leg? Or
I don't know.
Oh, no, because if it's a left one and it's December, that's a sign of pregnancy, Steve. So check it out, brother. Check it out. Well, we're having a general yarn here. Matty, you put some figures in regarding Queensland Road Crash Weekly Report. Now, the numbers are high, looking at total fatality, 291, 2025. So those numbers are high. Glenn, you did mention off air that there was a fatality on the tablelands this morning. Yep. Love, thought, prayers are going at the family members. Hence is our conversation here.
Yeah, look, I think the sad thing in these reports is, you're right, 291 fatalities for this year in Queensland, acknowledging your listeners are Australia-wide. So we can probably look up over 1,000 people a year dying on our roads. We add one to our Queensland statistics this morning. So for every one of those fatalities, there's a family behind that, and there's friends, relatives, and lives destroyed. So,
Matty, you brought the figures here, the stats here. Can you just elaborate on the stats, and is that part of your job?
Yeah, so it's every police officer's job. We all have an opportunity for anyone that we interact with to promote road safety.
Yes.
So as the senior said before, there is a school-based operation, a road traffic safety operation. So with those figures, they're scary. Really sad that we are on par to either meet the same amount of lives lost from 2024, which was 302 lives on Queensland roads. And, you know, each opportunity to educate road users, obviously we talk about the fatal five being drink and drug driving, fatigue, driving while tired, obviously speeding, wearing seatbelts, and distraction, including mobile phone use as well. We really want everyone to take that opportunity to have that conversation with your loved ones, with yourself. Every time you get in that car is an opportunity to make sure that you and everyone else get home safely. Especially.
Well, exactly. And then the vehicle can become a missile if we're not too careful. When you look at the Fatal Five, a lot of the fatalities are because the Fatal Five wasn't adhered to.
That's great.
And when you're talking about people getting booked on the Fatal Five, and people may think it's revenue or whatever case may be, well, then you look at the numbers.
No, look,
you need to do what you need to do. And look, due diligence.
We, you know, this time of year we are out in force, and you know, you can be expected to be pulled up for an RVT, and you know, any of those other offences, particularly with your seatbelts or you know, speed, they're things that we particularly look at this time of year. People are. They are drinking probably more, you know, and they are, you know, in a hurry to get to places. And, you know, that inattention usually, you know, can look quite likely result in an accident. And,
that's right.
You know, and it's not just, I mean, the statistics we've got here is the fatal crashes. And but there's a lot of serious injury crashes as well where people are, you know, have lifelong injuries.
Sure.
You know, that can take years to rehabilitate. You know, people lose jobs. They you know, they struggle. They need to modify homes to accommodate their injuries. So
exactly.
You know, like I say, it's just a little bit of attention to those Fatal Five, and you know, I think if we can save one life, that's a life exactly. Well saved.
Exactly. Yes, about being careful, like you said, festive season, silly season. So we all need to be alert, be aware. And when you look at the fundamentals, well, if you're going to go to a party, you know, catch an Uber or get a lift there, taxi, what have you. If you know you're going to be drinking, for example, you know. So it's about planning ahead and do due diligence. That's what we're talking about here, aren't we?
Yeah, and look, I'll just point out one thing just in our, hidden down in our statistics here of fatalities is our personal mobility device users. And I know it was a number of weeks ago we spoke about
we did.
You know, parents making that consideration if they are going to purchase these items for their kids. These are our e-scooters. And
that's right. Yeah, we had that yarn. Yeah.
And you know, some of them are quite powerful and don't meet our legislation. But when we look at our numbers there, 2020, 2021, 2022, zero fatalities. 23, we had two. 24, we had eight.
Yep.
And now we're already up to nine.
Nine and 25.
Yeah. Wow.
So exactly. Certainly with the increased uses of those devices on our roads, we're starting to see those fatalities creep up.
Yes.
So, look, if you have one, adhere to that, to our legislations. Make sure that we're under the 250 watts.
Yep.
That's very important. The big one is wear a helmet. You know, a lot of these fatalities are resulting from people not wearing a helmet.
Exactly.
And, you know, once your head hits the ground, all sorts of crazy things
especially
happen.
Especially at that speed. The skull is not a helmet.
It can easily be
cracked, can't it? You know?
Absolutely.
So you need that protection. Riley, back to you, my sister. So there you are, first year. How's it working? Sorry, senior sergeant, Glenn Dolly probably answer. But when you come on board, you look in the movies, they always have partners. So Matt, is you're the partner of Riley? Is that how it works?
That's it. Today we are.
Oh, today you are. Okay, so you come on roster and you find out who your partner is, and then you're out on the road with your partner. That's how it works, yeah?
Yeah, right now I'm with a training officer. So Maddie's an FTO and she's able to take on us first years. Yeah.
So you're learning the ropes.
Yeah.
There you go. Good, fantastic. And good teacher you are, Maddie, yes?
I'd like to think every opportunity I can learn something from Riley as well. So
two-way street, eh?
Yeah. Good. We work together.
Lovely. Nice talking to you, ladies. Thank you for coming
Thank
to the program.
Trevor.
Nice to meet you, Riley. Senior Sergeant Glenn Dolly, look, very important conversation. Queensland Road Crash Weekly Report. Here it is. Stats don't lie. Numbers don't lie. We need to be careful out there. Festive season. Yes, let's celebrate and have a good time. But let's do it with respect and with a plan.
Yep, and arrive alive, mate.
I like that.
Yep.
All the best, and we'll talk soon, eh?
All right, thanks, Trav.
Take care. Beautiful yarn with the guys and girls in blue and Edmonton Police. Big shout-out to the team there. Queensland Road Crash Weekly Report. Numbers are high, and like I said, the highest for the last 5 years, 2025, and we've still got another couple of weeks there, but we're at 291. fatalities. That is not good. We need to do what we need to do. And as Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay did mention about the scooters, the personal mobility devices, and we've got Christmas coming up, and when you're looking at purchasing gifts and what have you, be careful with that gift and watch the speed limit on that. So we need to do what we need to do. Stay safe, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black.
Mrs. Island girl, hit you with the vibes with the Island girl. Enough to make you lose your mind, take my word. Wick you with the wine when she roll and grind, she gon' blow your mind. No other girl, come closer, come closer. Move your body, girl, and come closer. Don't be acting like you don't know me, it's alright. Baby, you know I'm your guy, cause hey, baby, baby, it will be alright. I'll take you home by the end of the night. Come with me and I can give you what you like, yeah. I'll make it right, yeah. Baby, can't you see that we're meant to be? If only you knew what you meant to me. But now I can see just how I conquered your love. There's no need to be. Oh, baby, please don't you rush. So, baby, give me a second chance, second dance. I can't take, cause everything you do, I keep my eyes on that true high. Oh, I, oh, why you wanna go now? Baby, we should slow down. We can dance under the moonlight. You ain't gotta worry about a thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, baby, baby, it will be alright. I'll take you home by the end of the night. Yeah, you come with me and I can give you what you like. Yeah, I'll make it right. Yeah, baby, can't you see? Baby, give me a second chance, second dance, that's all I need. Oh, baby, 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 I was blinded by your love. Yeah, yeah. The moonlight lit up, now I can see.
Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
That ain't on me, it's on you. question like, chasing that feeling, you and me, it's alright. The same idea, you're keeping me in a time. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. Gonna go catch the night. I'm sick of dreaming, you and me set alight. The same idea, you're looking in our eye. We're in and out of, we're in and out of time. You don't need a reason, let go. I'm just trying to let you know. All that I need and all that I want is you here in this moment. Oh, I'm gonna go catch the night.
Folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
On... Begun with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bum River Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Rural Value Service. All right, Butcho, the Victorian Aboriginal Community Control Health Organisation, welcomed historic apology delivered by Premier Jacinda Allen to the Aboriginal community of Victoria. Delivered during a special seating of the Victorian Parliament, the apology acknowledges the profound harms caused to her people by the state, harms that are historic, structural and ongoing. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Sister Jill Gallagher, Butcho CEO, on the line. Jill, good morning. How are you, sis?
Good, thanks, Trevor. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Before we start, Sister, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yes, my name is Jill Gallagher, and I'm a very proud Gunditjmara woman from Western Victoria.
Yes.
And I'm currently the CEO of a Peak Body for Aboriginal Health and Wellbeing.
Beautiful. Well, big shout out to your mob and big shout out to your deadly organisation. So here we have a welcome, I have an apology, sorry, but you welcome the apology from the Premier, Jacinda Allen. So with that, what concrete actions and timelines does Vacha expect from the Victorian government to ensure today's apology leads to real systems reform and accountability rather than symbolic recognition alone, you reckon?
Yeah, thanks for that question. Look, treaty's not going to be the magic bullet, by the way. Just to let everyone know that. Treaty, of course, what came out of the treaty came the Yuruk Justice Commission, which is the truth-telling commission.
Yes.
And some of the recommendations out of that, and then the apology. But what we hope treaty will achieve eventually is that, one, it achieves that they recognise that we never did cede our sovereignty, so they're mm-hmm. going to have a treaty with the sovereign people, First Nations people of Victoria. That's, mm-hmm. that's a good thing.
Yes.
Second, we're going to have an accountability mechanism tied into that. So, you know, things like close the gap and all the disadvantage that our mobs experience right across the board. I mean, we need to start holding governments and society accountable for all that.
Exactly.
So that's what treaty will deliver here in Victoria.
And why is just why is sustained investment in Aboriginal-led healing initiatives critical to addressing intergenerational trauma in Victoria?
Oh, of course it is. Mm. Oh, it's 100% crucial that, you know, we all know that colonisation, it was brutal and it was quick and it did a lot of damage to our ways, Aboriginal ways of knowing, being and doing. So healing for Victoria, we've got to do that. We've got to heal. But before we can heal, we've actually got to, you know, everyone's got to tell the truth. What happened in the past? We can't keep sweeping it under the carpet.
Exactly. And sweeping underneath the carpet, well, it becomes the intergenerational trauma, doesn't it? It just carries on.
That's exactly right, brother. That's what does go on.
Yeah.
And truth-telling is not just a one-off thing. It's going to continue here. But, yeah, so it's really important that we start those healing mechanisms so our mobs can start to heal from that intergenerational trauma or the atrocities that were committed, and the list goes on.
Exactly. So, Sister Jill, like you said, you welcome the apology, but there's need to be action behind the words. Well done is better than well said.
Look, very much so. I mean, I think someone said the other day, we've had many apologies throughout Australia. We've had, not long ago, the new police commissioner apologise, and the list goes on for all the harms that the police did. But with the Premier of this state, and now we have a signed treaty, action will now come.
Sure, exactly. Well, it helps with the foundation for moving forward. We're all in this together, and we are one, are we not?
That's exactly right. We are one. You know, what Australia doesn't realise is that Australians, all Australians, no matter what culture you practice or religion you believe in, we will all benefit from our ancient cultures from this country, brother.
Lovely, beautiful. So, Jill, how long you held the reins there for Vacho, CEO, my sister?
I've been at Vacho, it's a little bit embarrassing, by the way, but I've been at Vacho for 27 years.
Claim it, part of the furniture.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you must
it's
enjoy
like
it.
That old comfortable armchair. You
yeah,
know
that's
what I mean?
Right, lean back. Well, good yarning with you, and thank you for sharing. Look, and there's light at the end of the tunnel, and congratulations, Victoria, with the treaty, but it's not the be-all, end-all. Still a lot of work to be done, and thank you for your yarn, sister.
Thank you very much for taking an interest.
Well, we say Merry Christmas, Kuri New Year, and all the best. You take care, and we'll yarn soon.
We will. Thank you.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there with Jill Gallagher. Our sister is the CEO, Vacho, Victorian Aboriginal Community Controlled Health Organisation. And she and the organisation welcomes a historic apology delivered by Premier Jacinda Allen to the Aboriginal Community of Victoria. It's a team effort. Have you seen yarn up strong?
Ancestors from Amber Island. We are the descendants. share good news, no matter how far away from home. Oh, I can see them standing in the horizon with tears in their eyes. They wanna go home, Abra Marlin. Oh, Abra Marlin. Oh, oh. I fly the flag in the sky with pride to represent me. Green, black, red, yellow. Green, black, red, yellow. Oh, I fly the flag in the sky with pride to represent. Carry on, Vanuatu is the place where they belong. Oh, take me home. I can see them standing in the horizon with tears in their eyes. They wanna.